Every season brings its changes, and for the Ravens, some of those changes start up front. A new starting center in Gino Gradkowski, that's the next-door neighbor, of course, to Marshall Yanda. And Marshall, offensive line play is such a subtle thing. And you think of the physicality, but effective offensive line play, so much of it is nonverbal communication, physical body language communication. How long does that take for you to kind of feel completely comfortable with Gino Gradkowski the way you did, say, with Matt Burke?
You know, it's just a day-by-day thing as far as in practice goes and just and getting that rhythm and just playing together. But there's really not a set timing as when it's going to happen. But, I mean, obviously you just work hard every day. As long as he's working hard and we're working hard as a group, you know, we'll get it as, you know, as it keeps going. We have to go through some growing pains and we're experiencing some of those. But that happens with young players. I mean, I think back when I was a young player, you're going to make some of those young mistakes. But, all you know, you just learn from them and you just keep going forward day by day. And you know, things are going to be good.
We tend to look at highlights in football and say, okay, that's the pivotal moment. That's the turning moment in the game. That's the turning moment in the season and in the career. In reality, from inside an offensive lineman's helmet, was there that moment for you when you realized, okay, I'm an impact player in this league, or is it more of a gradual thing?
I think it's a gradual thing. I think it's one of those things where you keep your head down and you work hard one day at a time. And, you know, and Coach Harbaugh says it all the time, you stack days. But, I mean, that's exactly what I do. I take it one day at a time. And then, you know, pretty soon, you know, all that hard work pays off, and then you just kind of, you mold into that. And yeah, it's not, it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, it's been years and days and hours, and I mean, it takes a lot of work. But if you're up for the challenge, good things happen.
And when you stack days, you start to stack weeks, and then weeks become months, and all of a sudden they become years.
Yeah.
Seventh year for you now.
Yeah, seventh year.
And there's nobody left from that first offense that you were a part of still on the field. You are the guy with tenure on the field. I mean, what does that feel like?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you kind of feel old a little bit, you know.
But you're not an old guy.
No, exactly. I'm not that, you know. I mean, I'm 7 years. I mean, that's not, you know, Matt Burke, 15-year guy. You know, that was, you know, that's incredible. So, you know, but just it shows you that how fast this business is and how fast the game can change. I mean, you have to be on your stuff and you have to be playing very well and to win at a high level. So, I mean, if you lose sight of that one day at a time mentality and you kind of get complacent or you feel like that you've arrived, you know, that's when you start going downhill and you stop getting better. And I mean, and the guys on Sunday, they'll eat you alive, you know, in a heartbeat. So I mean, you have to stay grinding, and if you don't, I mean, you know, somebody else will take your job. So you gotta keep that in mind at all times.
It is a little bit of an illusion, the idea of arriving in this league, in terms of you've arrived as much as anybody can. You've been to a couple of Pro Bowls, you have a Super Bowl ring, yet you really don't have the time to sit back and say, easy street.
Yeah, and I was hoping, you know, I mean, after getting an extension and making a Pro Bowl, you know, that was my goals and stuff like that. I was hoping that I would be able to kind of just be like, just a little bit, you know, just take your foot off the gas just a smidge, and you can't though. I mean, and I found that out. You know, it's a one game season. It's a 1 year career, you know, in this business, and you have to keep that in mind at all times. Otherwise, you know, like I said, you know, they'll get you. I mean, and it's you're top of the top right now, so it's the jobs are tough to get.
Do you sense, as the reigning Super Bowl champion, and the coach has a different philosophy on this. A lot of the coaches believe that's all last year. This year is fresh. Everybody's different. But from a player's perspective, in between plays, when guys are talking, do you sense guys coming after you a little harder because you do have a Super Bowl ring?
I mean, we've only played one game, so it's tough to judge. But I would say no. I think that I think they're coming after us because that's their job, and it's their job to win. And it's our job to perform and win, too. I don't feel like they're coming after us. I mean, obviously, you know, the stadium was rocking, and obviously, you know, we broke their hearts last year when we beat them. So maybe they had a little edge about them. But I think that, you know, even if they would have beat us last year and that game would have happened, they still would have been coming. Peyton Manning still would have been coming. We still would have been rolling. So I think that, you know, there's not too much that gets into that just because you got to perform at a high level. So
Ravens fans saw the performance Peyton Manning has against you, and you see it from the sideline. And in years past, I think that could have been deflating, maybe for the season. But the fact of the matter is you have Joe Flacco now, and he's a Super Bowl MVP. And you know at some point in this season, hopefully this week against the Browns, he's going to get on his roll, and the house will be rocking in your favor. How excited are you to see that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. I think that, you know, if this was maybe even 3 years ago, that we would have been panicking a little bit as far as just players and coaches, but we know that what we got in our rooms and our faith in our guys. So we're fired up about it as far as the next opportunity. Nobody's panicking. That's a great thing. The coaches, the players, we all understand what we got to do. And we understand the potential of our team. You know, we got, like you said, Joe and just, and, you know, a lot of guys on our team. We got a lot of talent. And we are going to do great things. So nobody was panicking. We're, you know, just get the stuff corrected. We'll keep rolling. We'll get after them. You know, we'll get after Cleveland.
Breakdown in week one, you threw the ball more than 60 times, 62 yep. passes. You ran it fewer than 25 times. I don't think that's ever anybody's ideal game plan. And it usually means the opponent is dictating the terms to you.
Yep.
How do you know as an offensive lineman when you're dictating the terms to the opponent, aside from whatever the score might be?
Well, when you get to – the more you run the ball as an offensive line, I mean, it seems like the better you're doing as a as an offense, and you have the more ability to run the ball just because, like you said, when we were down by so much, we had to pass the ball just to try to create, you know, points and create, you know, right away points. We didn't have time to run the ball. So I think if you're running the ball, you know, as much as you can and you're getting after them, I mean, it seems like the offense is doing great. But that's also, you know, that's tough. That can go both ways. But it seems like the more you run the ball, you know, the more better you're going to be as a team. So it's one of those things.
And as one of the leaders on offense now, how much more of a role do you have to take coming off of a disappointing start to the season to keep younger guys, even keel, and let them know a lot of football to play?
Yeah, I mean, I just tell them to keep their heads up. You know, I talked to Rick, you know, Rick Wagner. You know, he came in because I kind of had a similar situation my rookie year. You know, all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking about just, oh, it's my first NFL game. Okay, I'm a backup, and bang, you know, you're in there. And then you're in the, you know, the live bullets. And, you know, I thought he did a darn good job of coming in that situation where we had 62 passes for a rookie, you know, and I told him, hey, you did a great job. Keep your head up, you know. I mean, he gave up, you know, a sack or two, and that's going to happen as a young player. But I thought he played hard, and I told him, hey, you know, next week, you know, keep working on it. And it's a long season. You just got to keep your head up because you can never be too low or too high in this league. So, I mean, you got to be an even keel and not ride the wave.
Next up for Marshall and the Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, a familiar opponent with a brand new look. We'll talk about that as we continue on Ravens One-on-One.